That, of course, is La Bamba. It was the very first song in Spanish to hit number one in the United States. And for our ongoing music series, we're going to explain why this Spanish language song with Afro-Mexican roots is an enduring American anthem. From our Code Switch team, Shereen Marisol Meraji has the story.
Let's begin in the present, or the not-too-distant past. Last fall, in Shelbyville, Tennessee, counter-protesters faced down neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And the counter-protesters brought a sound system.
And it was a nice one. It was loud.
Chris Irwin was one of the organizers. He's a public defender in Knoxville and says they used that sound system to drown out the speakers on the other side of the street with music.
There's this guy we call Angry Santa, a KKK guy, unabashed. We've seen him at other rallies. And he starts talking about rounding up all you degenerate whores. And it just occurred to me, I was like, let's try La Bamba. Da-da-da-da, La Bamba.
The absolute best counter-protest I have ever seen.
Trevor Noah saw a video of the rally online and talked about it on The Daily Show.
A white supremacist gets up to give a speech, and he doesn't get punched. Someone just starts playing La Bamba.
People were dancing on our side. And think about that. At Charlottesville, they murdered that woman with a car. They were violent. They came in with clubs and fire.
Even one of the Nazis can't help but dance along. Look at him. Look at him. He's like, yeah, we're the supreme race, but that is the supreme beat. Come on.
And he was dancing to a song that was multicultural by its very nature and sound and beat. And when you hit a song and something like that happens, you know on a cellular level, this is something that's right for right now. This is it.
As right as La Bamba is for these times, it's got a long, long history. Story goes that a 17-year-old Mexican-American kid from the San Fernando Valley named Richie Valens probably heard this version of La Bamba growing up, sung by Andrés Huesca. It was popularized during the golden age of Mexican cinema, around the 1940s.
If there's any one song that represents the Americas, it is this one song, La Bamba.
Luis Valdez wrote and directed the 1987 film La Bamba about the life and death of Richie Valens. Valdez still doesn't know the exact meaning of the song's title, but he did lots of research for the film and thinks it's a reference to Umbamba from Africa.
And it was a beat. It was a sound. And that landed on the shores of Veracruz.
Enslaved Africans were brought a few hundred years ago to Veracruz, Mexico. And because cultural fusion has long been a means of survival, African, indigenous, and Spanish traditions got mashed up. Out of that mashup, a musical style was born called Son Jarocho. La Bamba is a Son Jarocho song.
This drum to La Bamba?
Alexandro Hernandez is an ethnomusicologist at UCLA and a musician, too.
Listen to it when I mute it.
Hernandez says that rhythm is the beating heart of Son Jarocho.
It is that Afro-Caribbean connection that's been there for hundreds of years, mixed in with a little bit of the Espanol and First Nations.
Richie Valens took that style of folk music from Latin America and turned it into an anthem for the United States of America. His real name was Richard Valenzuela. He came of age when kids were punished in school for speaking Spanish. Valens' version of La Bamba became a surprise hit, climbing to number 22 on the charts in 1959. Luis Valdez says Valens took that song to a whole new level.
And to a whole new audience, because that audience was young at that time. They were teenagers. And they were hearing rock and roll. They weren't hearing Mexican folk music. They were hearing rock and roll.
Rock and roll, another musical mashup that, like Son Jarocho, also has roots in slavery and colonization. And Luis Valdez's film La Bamba brought it to new audiences again, 3 decades later, with a version by a band from East Los Angeles called Los Lobos. The Los Lobos version of La Bamba topped the charts by starting with rock and roll and ending with Son Jarocho.
My parents are a big fan of Los Lobos, so I just remember hearing the Los Lobos version a lot in the car.
Leah Rose Gallegos is a member of another band from East LA called Las Cafeteras. They represent La Bamba's future, taking the hit in a new direction, mixing son jarocho with influences from hip-hop.
Es La Bamba Rebelde. Es La Bamba Rebelde que cantaré porque somos chicanas.
Richie Valens saying that to dance La Bamba, you need a little grace. Denise Carlos raps, this is the rebellious La Bamba. I don't believe in borders. I cross them. Carlos and bandmate Hector Flores say those lyrics represent how they feel now.
I will never be authentic to Mexico. I will never be authentic to this idea of Americanism. But I still belong. And our culture as Chicanos and Pochas is still valid.
We're not from Veracruz. We're from right here. We LA kids. And we speak Spanish just as bad as we speak English. And like that allowed us to then be proud of La Bamba versus, oh, that's just how they box me up.
And the song follows them everywhere. Leah Rose Gallegos was traveling in Thailand with her husband, who's also a member of the group. They got invited to a karaoke birthday party, and everyone who knew they were American had two requests.
Do an Elvis song and do La Bamba. And we're like, okay. Let's do it.
Bandmate Hector Flores says that's just one example of how people around the world think an Afro-Mexican song made famous by Chicanos is an all-American anthem.
That's so dope to me. This song survived slavery, colonialism, and you're damn sure it's going to survive Trump because it lives within us. And we invite everybody to also make it yours.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
All my people in the place tonight, everybody come and sing along. Like-